So, I have on the line Dermot O'Callaghan, and he is the CEO for Sing Ireland, and he talks to me about Sing Ireland, obviously, and the National Youth Choir and the Irish Choir, and they're based, and they do a lot of work in the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance. Is this correct, Dermot? We have you on the line.
How are you doing? Thanks a million for talking to me today. Yeah, that's right. We're based in Limerick, but we're actually a national organisation because we represent all of the singing groups and choirs throughout Ireland. So, and there's literally choirs and singing groups throughout the country.
Well, so I believe. I mean, you only have to walk into a school and there's a choir in the background there. But I went online and had a listen to some of the tracks that are on YouTube there. Like, there's some fantastic singers at the moment coming out of the choirs, and that would be down to yourselves, I'd imagine.
Well, I mean, there's fantastic work happening, I think, throughout the country. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting at the moment is that there's so many different types of choirs that people can get involved in, or singing groups. We've changed to become Sing Ireland just recently. We were the Association of Irish Choirs for many years. And that's about the reason we've rebranded, is to see a sort of broader definition of what a choir is. Because for some, they mightn't be interested in being in a choir. When you call it maybe a singing group, they might be more inclined to take part. And for others, I should say, of course, the word choir is perfectly encapsulates what they do. So really,
absolutely,
we're just trying to encourage people to get singing. That's our
No, message. I understand that point. I mean, I'd be old school sort of. Now, I was in the choir, but still, it was like there was a cliche of, oh, you're in the choir kind of thing. And some people would be standoffish because of that silly factor. So to call it something else, I think it's perfectly understandable. Yeah.
Well, that's it, and it's really for us just about trying to see that people do get involved and that they get the benefits of it, because there's so much research, and even anecdotally we know from talking to people they get such benefits, both from the point of view of their health, their physical, but also their mental health and well-being from singing in a group. There are just so many good points that come with that. So our message is just, please do go out and see if there's a singing group in your area. Maybe it's something that you haven't felt you wanted to get involved in, or you've been told. In so many cases, I hear people saying, you know, I can't sing, or I was told I wasn't very good, or whatever. But actually, we feel that sometimes people are carrying that baggage, when actually, if they took part and they went and joined their local singing group, they might have a really good experience, and we know that they will.
Oh, I totally agree with you there. I think everybody has the capability to sing, and I think as a social event, I mean, just to meet new people and have a bit of fun, I think it's a fantastic idea. Absolutely.
Absolutely, and there are choirs, you know, and singing groups right throughout the country, and we've actually just launched a new website, singireland.ie, and on that website, what's really interesting for people is there's a members directory for the singing groups that are members of Sing Ireland, and it just gives them an opportunity and to look and see if there's a singing group or a choir in their locality that they might be interested in joining, and we really do encourage people to do that. I'm even thinking in the Dublin northeast area, there are lots of groups that people, I'm sure, are aware of in many cases, but, you know, from Fingal, there's the Fingal Youth Choir is actually in the youth side of things, run by the great guys at the Fingal Academy of Music, but also then there are choirs of all sorts. There's the Forget-Me-Nots, who are actually a choir for people who suffer with dementia. And
we've had them on the show here, indeed. Yeah,
they're a lovely group. They're terrific.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then in Baldo, there's the Song and Dance Choirs, there's the Cambeltos Ladies Choir there, and the Acapella Fellas, so they've got a ladies choir and a men's choir.
Brilliant.
There's also the Fingal Chamber Choir. I could keep going. Dublin Airport Singers, who are based out in Griffith Avenue, and Dalshé are also, actually, they rehearse in Griffith Avenue as well.
Great.
And so many others.
So, okay. So you, there now, can you reiterate what you said at the start there? Where Joe Bloggs can jump online and find all this information?
Yeah, it's really easy. You just go to singireland.ie, if you put that into your search engine, and then when you get there, you'll see how to take part and where the different choirs are. And we have it grouped by county, so you can see in the Dublin area, you'll find all of the choirs that are in Dublin and so on.
Brilliant, fantastic. Thanks so much, Dermot. And how does one even begin to start putting together a choir, like even a new choir, say for instance? Like, I mean, that's something that obviously you've been doing for the last few years.
Yeah, we really encourage new singing groups to come together, because we just know how important for community building and also for people to have a social outlet, but also something that's intellectually stimulating as well as really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people to take part in choirs all of the time. It's part of what we do, and actually there's loads of different contexts for that. You know, you've got choirs in youth and also for people in older age, but also you've got obviously adults and teenagers and people in there are now workplace choirs. Mm-hmm. I know of examples of choirs that have got together. I'm not sure if there's one in North Dublin, but they get together like a singing club, like a book club kind of idea, and they do it socially once a week. So really the type of singing group that people can get involved in nowadays is really a broad kind of that they can really look to the type of activity they might want to get involved in, and they can do that now.
Brilliant, because it is, I mean, it's a modern world we live in, and a lot of youths now, they want to emulate their peers, like they want to sing like this person or that person, the other person, but it's a really good place to start, you know, it's a really good place to start, I would imagine.
Well, that's it, and actually, I think again with the move to Sing Ireland, what we're trying to get out there is that also the types of music, because sometimes that can be a little bit of a barrier, but the types of music and the types of singing they'd be doing is really varied nowadays. You know, mm-hmm. Yes, there's like classical music and there's that sort of style of music. Of course, that's out there, but there's also, you know, from gospel singing to hip hop to beatboxing to everything in between. Like there's and then, you know, really popular hits that are they do arrangements of. It's just really, I think people nowadays are maybe looking for something slightly different, and there is that opportunity to get involved in a way that's maybe not as daunting for some.
Mm-hmm. A bit more of an alternative mix to a choir as such. Yeah, absolutely. Because you see, like these days, you know, you've got your X Factors and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of choirs that approach these places and they come on and do competition. And the competition is absolutely fantastic. Like when you hear rap and beatboxing coming in and it's all human voices in the background. So it really can sound wonderful.
That's it, and we just know that because we see it all the time in the groups that are singing all around the country, and I suppose we are representing those people, but also encouraging that more people will get involved, because there are actually, at the moment, there's a European study that backed by the EU that has shown that there are actually 229,000 people in Ireland involved in group singing.
Wow.
And that, you know, that's from every age group and from every demographic. And we know that that's a large figure, but actually that it can grow and it can really become something that is really at the center of people's lives. I mean, I'll give you an example in the what was interesting from that European study, because it was right across Europe, was that there was the statistic that there are more people involved in choirs than are involved in football groups.
Wow.
Which that struck me, just because, you know, football being as omnipresent as it is, people may not be aware that, you know, people throughout Europe are singing more than they're playing football.
There you go. That's fantastic. And we are the singing Irish after all, so...
Absolutely. I mean, we're good at it. We should get out and do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. We should be winning competitions everywhere. Absolutely. And does there be many competitions? I mean, do the choirs here in Ireland travel abroad and stuff to do competition?
Absolutely. There are choirs all over Europe and the world. And there's loads of competitions in Ireland as well. There's choral festivals, some big ones you might have heard of, the Cork Choral Festival, uh-huh. The Derry Choral Festival, but also in Mayo, Sligo. New Ross, Navan Choral Society, Choral Festival, and there are many, many different options for people to get involved competitively as well. And the competitive aspect can be really good in terms of having a focus and having something to work towards, and then that can kind of raise the group's standards.
Of course.
But that can be a really useful thing, so that people get even more from their involvement with choirs. But actually, we're putting a huge value as well in just getting out there and doing it and seeing the community and social aspect of it and what it can do for you in terms of your well-being and your health.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, the primal scream, as they say, is all about singing and shouting and getting it out there. So I'd imagine for anybody's mental health, it's a fantastic move.
Absolutely. And actually, even physiologically, there are benefits, you know, from your respiratory health. As you can imagine, you know, you have to breathe to come in as a choir all together. And when you do that repeatedly, as you would do when you're in a singing group, that starts to have a real benefit to people's respiratory health. There's been studies, you know, to show the huge benefits for people who suffer with COPD and with all sorts of different medical issues, that they're improved by their involvement in singing. And there's also then the physiological release of endorphins, serotonin. These have been proved again in studies that when you get involved in singing, the body responds really well, and that you get these feel good factor that is physiologically backed.
Brilliant. So there you go, folks. It's being said. You don't need to spend hours working out in the gym. Just go down to your local choir and sing it all out. You'll feel much, much better about yourself and you'll get fit at the same time. Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. I really, really do. So again, for people just to know, all they have to go in is singireland.ie, and there's a full spreadsheet then of all the choirs in the local vicinity all over Ireland, all nationwide, yeah?
That's right. You'll see all the choirs, and for people based in Dublin, you'll see those choirs specifically there. And also, I should say, our office, we're actually based in Limerick, as you mentioned, but you can ring our office. Our contact details are on the website, and we're always very happy to get an email. And actually, if people are just really coming out of cold, you can always email us at info@singireland.ie.
info@singireland.ie. And do you want to give us a phone number maybe, Dermot, there as well?
It's a Limerick number, but it's 061-234-823. And you can also get us on social media. If you search Sing Ireland, you'll get
Sing Ireland. You just have to put it into the Google website, obviously. But you know, it's just for people, say, for instance, if they're at the phone right now and they need to make a phone call and they want to get involved in any choirs locally, they'll get the information that way. They can also and just to ring 086. So just want to make sure this is 061-234-823. Is that correct?
That's the one. My colleague Lily will actually answer that this morning, and I know she's listening in. So
lovely.
Looking forward to your call.
Fantastic. Okay, well, Dermot, thanks so much for coming on to the show and telling us all about that. I'll definitely be getting our listeners involved in choirs as much as possible now. I think it's a fantastic idea. So thanks so much for talking to us.
Not at all. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck now. Bye-bye. So there you go. Now there you go, folks. Dermot O'Callaghan, CEO of Sing Ireland, talking about the choirs. Get yourselves out. I mean, they do say, you know, going for a walk is fantastic. Being out in the open air is fantastic. I mean, meeting people couldn't be more fantastic. And singing with other people, I mean, the amount of joy that any person would get from that, I'd say, is uncanny. And I know from being a singer myself that singing is really, really good. It always gives you a feel-good feeling, 100%.